following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. How is everybody doing this morning? Getting a little tired of being in the house. I know that's where I am right now. I'm actually in my house. We're doing a little social distancing, doing the show live from our homes. And on the other end of the line is my business partner, Marion Gilman. Marion, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing good. Marion and I are FaceTiming each other through the app so we can see each other. We're talking through the phone and we're communicating out to you. You doing okay with this?
I'm doing so far so good. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. So it has been a challenging few weeks, and this week more so than ever before, hasn't it?
It certainly has. I mean, we expected some kind of market decline after all of the gains in 2019. I have to say, we didn't quite expect anything this ferocious and this fast. But that's what we have, and so, you know, we have to deal with that right now. I think the coronavirus is worse than anyone expected.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess myself, like probably everybody else, we looked at this virus and we said, it's just like anything else. This too shall pass. This will be a short-lived experience, nothing to be concerned about, and, you know, we were wrong. We all were wrong.
Well, I think we were right on this too shall pass. It certainly will. I just think the timing is going to be longer than anyone expected when we first heard of this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, this will pass. There's no question about it. Instead of days, instead of weeks, it might be a month or two. But it is not a year's thing. And that's what we want to talk about today. We want to be bringing our listeners up to date with how they should be thinking about their portfolio, how they should be thinking about their money, how they should think about spending and cash flow and jobs and all of that in light of this current financial situation. It is not, I mean, it is a challenging period of time we're going through right now for sure. But this is not a life-changing event for this, for all of us. It'll be life-adjusting for a while, but I do think there is going to be a normal that will return in a period of time far shorter than what some of the doomsdayers are saying.
Right. I mean, it's longer than what we originally expected, but, you know, it won't go on forever. And we certainly expect that once social distancing phase has lifted, people will be out there. And I don't know about you, but I can't wait to go back out to dinner. So I think the restaurants are going to be mobbed once we can go back out. And then once they open up.
I mean, I think people have been very generous with getting out and trying to support their local businesses and take out facilities. I think businesses have been asked to adjust on the fly, and it's amazing how many businesses have adapted to this new short-term normal. And I say short-term normal because it's normal for a very short period of time. We will get back out there. There will be baseball games and basketball games played. You'll be going back out to the movies. You'll go to clubs. You'll go out to eat. You're actually going to travel and go on vacations and places like that, right?
That seems like it's very far-fetched right now. I know both of us had planned vacations, and the expectation is that neither one of them are going to happen in the near future. So, you know, you think, well, gee, but you know what? At some point, we will get back to those vacations and traveling.
Yeah, it's,
and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I do think it's interesting how we've watched the personal mindset of people during this challenge change a bit. During the first couple weeks when we heard that, oh my goodness, I might not be able to go out to eat, I might not be able to go on vacation, I might not be able to do this, it became very personal. And everybody, frankly, we all got a little selfish. How is this impacting me? And why is it not fair that I can't do this and I can't do that? And we've finally come to the reality that this is a situation that is far bigger than you and me and our neighbors and our even our community. It is a worldwide problem. And collectively, we need to rely on bigger picture thinking and bigger picture planning to get us through this as quick as possible so that we're ready to respond when it does turn around.
Right. I hear a lot of the drug companies are really getting close. They're working very quickly on vaccines as well as some type of medicine that might mitigate the effects of this. So once you have it, so, you know, we're all hopeful and we're all hopeful that we can stay socially distanced until that happens so that if somebody does get it, it's not going to be a death sentence anymore for older people in particular or those who are compromised.
Yeah, I guess when we're all at home, we spend more time now watching the news than ever before.
I'm trying not to.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, it's hard. But, you know, there's a press conference, it seems, every day. And that press conference can run an hour or two. And, I mean, I'm glued to it just because I want to gather information. And I want to gather information from what I believe are the sources, whether it's Governor Charlie Baker offering a statewide address, whether it's the governmental task force that's providing their perspectives. What's getting very dangerous, though, is the trickle-down interpretations that we're hearing through social media and everybody else's perspective. Well, this is what I'm hearing. This is the whispers I'm hearing. This is what you got to prepare for. So-and-so said this. So-and-so said that. And that is what's getting us a little bit more worried than we should be.
I think you're right, Mark. You know, because the officials are really trying to present the actual facts. And we have heard a lot of rumors over the past week, none of which turned out to be true. So we need to, you know, take it all with a grain of salt when your neighbors are telling you something. I also would say, don't watch the news. I know some people have a tendency to keep it on all day and watch every person on the news saying whatever they have to say. I think that's the worst thing right now. I think you should enjoy your family, or if you don't have family at home, then enjoy a good book or whatever, but stay away from the news.
Yeah, you know, but in all seriousness, people are realizing, certainly those that have invested, that work with a financial advisor, that have a 401k, that do their own form of investing, they're seeing the values of their account significantly less than what it was just a month ago. And there's no question about that.
And right, we've experienced the fastest decline in history.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 31 days, I think, from the top. We do put out a newsletter each and every Friday. We've been doing this, believe it or not, we started this March of 2009. That's when the low point in the market was, when the Dow was, believe it or not, at 6,600. Now, we're still a far, far, far way away from 6,600. We have given back pretty much all of the, we have given back all of the gains that we earned in 2019 and some of 2018, but we're nowhere near where we were in 2008. Remember, the Dow was at 6,600. Now we're around 18, 19,000. And that's about a 33-34% pullback. And believe it or not, folks, when we had 2008 and 2009, the market was pulled back even further than that, didn't it, Marion?
Yeah, it was over 50%. So, you know, it's certainly dramatic. But you know what? If you recall, and I certainly recall March of 2009 at the lowest point, and everybody felt like, oh, this is never going to turn around. We're never going back up. And guess what? We did. By the end of 2009, we were higher. And everyone looked back now and says, gee, I wish I had you know, I wish I had bought this particular stock or that particular stock, or I wish I had invested more in my mutual funds in March of 2009, because we're so much higher today.
Yeah, and so that year in 2009, you know, it prompted us to start thinking about how are we reaching out to all of our clients, because at Friedman Financial, we have 450 households that we serve, and we want to try to reach out to them as best we can to be the rational voice during emotional times, and we try to extend that out to our listenership here through Dollars and Cents that we do each and every Sunday. If you'd like to get our newsletter, we've got 7,500 people that subscribe to our newsletter. Of course, they're not just our clients. We only have 450 households. In fact, 20% of that 7,500 subscribership are financial advisors, believe it or not, that sign on to our newsletter and use our stories and use the reference points that we offer for their own clients. So if you're a listener to the show and you've never signed up for our newsletter, it's not used as a point to solicit people. It's just information. And we've been doing this now for, I guess, almost 12 years. Every Friday at 10:30, it lands in your inbox. If you'd like the newsletter, here's how you get it. You can go to our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address. You can write us a note if you like. You want to ask us some questions, that's fine. If you do ask a question or a thought, I promise you I will respond within 24 hours. I always do, and everyone says, I can't believe that Mark and Marion are responding to these emails so quickly. Even in times like this, I promise I'll respond to you. So go ahead, put in your email address and your name, and you will start getting the newsletter every Friday. It's friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And what I wanted to let people know is, let's talk about what we put in this week's newsletter. This is how we're conveying messages both to our clients and to you. I mean, our newsletter this week shared some of the video town halls that we held with our clients. We actually did some video town halls last week, didn't we, Marion?
We did, and they're very well received. I think it's just reassuring to have us speak directly to the clients. We had never done it before. It worked out really well, so we were quite pleased with that.
Yeah, we had about 90 people on the first call and about close to 50 people on the second call. These were invitations to our clients. Each of these sessions lasted about 35 minutes or so. We were able to answer a bunch of questions that these folks had. They were able to chat it into us. We were able to show our faces, to connect with our clients. And I'll tell you, the most heartening thing that we could feel as financial advisors was all of the positive comments that we got from our clients back about how much they appreciated us reaching out to them.
Right. Back in 2008, 2009, we actually did in-person town hall meetings. But unfortunately, at this point, no one's meeting in person. We've stopped taking all in-person meetings as well. But we want to be sure that our clients know we are available for them, the same as we are during any other time of the year.
Yeah, and we're going to take a quick break in just a minute or two. But I wanted to let our listeners know, if you're sticking around, and we hope you will, what we want to do is we want to share the questions that our clients were asking of us during the video conference call. These are the questions that are on their minds, and I know they are on your mind. And we want to address those. We want to answer those questions because this is an interesting period of time. It's a time that's filled with anxiety, filled with a lot of unanswered questions. But you know, I feel so glib saying this, but to say that we've been there and done that. Look, Friedman Financial has been around for 52 years, and Marion and I have been through several challenges along the way, whether it was 9/11. When people said, how are we going to respond back from this? You know, planes have gone through buildings. People have been killed. What will be next? Can we travel again? Can we go out to large areas and feel safe? Everyone had to, you know, keep their eyes open and look, and we were scared and worried, and we certainly got back to normal. Then there was 2008 and 2009, a very similar feeling, right, Marion?
Absolutely. So you and I personally have been through, this is the third time we've had a really traumatic decline. So we've always recovered and gone on to bigger and better things.
And we expect the same for this. The beauty of this, what's interesting about this virus is that we do know that there is an end date that's coming. We don't know when it's going to be, but there will be a period of time when the doors are open, when we're welcome to go out and hug our neighbors and go and be socially together rather than socially distant. That day is coming, folks. We will be there, and we will still be here right after this break answering questions for you. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial with important information concerning your retirement. In a rare showing of bipartisanship, Congress signed the SECURE Act into law. It revamps the rules around required minimum distributions from retirement accounts, and it changes the way non-spouse beneficiaries can inherit your retirement funds. If you've named a trust as your IRA's beneficiary, or if you're approaching retirement and planning to take a required minimum distribution, you may need to rethink your strategy. At Friedman Financial, we understand the new rules, and we're here to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, and schedule your free initial consultation.
Stop the spread of germs that cause COVID-19. Wash your hands often or use hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean things that are frequently touched. Cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. Use a tissue or your inner elbow. Stay home if you are sick. Avoid close contact with others. And think ahead about how to take care of yourself and your loved ones. For more information, visit mass.gov/COVID-19.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are live from our homes, delivering you financial advice in a language you can understand. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, at 41 Cross Street, right across the street from the currently vacant North Shore Mall and right above the currently empty Aldo Forno. That will all change, folks. I don't joke about it. I mean, this is serious business, but it is a very weird experience to be out and about looking at, I mean, from our office, which I'm not in today. I'm actually in my home in North Andover. But when we are in the office, when we were there last week, seeing the empty parking lot of the North Shore Mall, not seeing business and activity at Alto Forno downstairs, it is a strange feeling. But, folks, this too shall pass. On the phone with me is my business partner, Marion Gilman. Marion, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Mark. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for getting up early with me again. And we are trying to be the resource and be the voice of reason for our listeners and for those that tune into Dollars and Cents each and every Sunday. I know many of our clients tune in, but so many listeners. Man, do I hear from people. People drop me emails. They send me messages all the time saying that they really appreciate the financial advice in a language they can understand. And so we thought today we would use this opportunity to try to share answers to questions that we've been taking from our clients all week long. Because, you know, people are saying, man, Mark, your phone must be ringing off the hook. Well, I don't want to say it's ringing off the hook. It is certainly busier this past week because, man, this past week was a tough one in the market. Could have we expected it? No, not really. But one of the things that we're seeing is this week that we've seen is not normal, is it, Marion? This
not
is
at
not
all.
Normal
and, you know,
activity.
It's interesting that we actually had our office was not very busy up until the coronavirus hit because so many people had gotten complacent. Yeah. They actually had, the market had been good for so long that people were feeling great about their portfolios and their ability to retire and their ability to sustain their cash flows. And now, once the coronavirus hit, we certainly picked up in the number of calls that we receive and the number of outgoing calls as well, because we want to stay in touch with all of our clients. But that's what we're there for, and it's wonderful to be able to reach out to them and talk to the clients and see how they're doing during this time of need.
Yeah, and that's what we have been doing, is reaching out to those who need information, and we're doing the very best we can. I've gotten a couple texts from folks that say we sound a little bit like we're in an echo chamber today. That's because we're dealing with the magic of trying to do this show in a different location, and I know I'm in my office. I kind of feel like I'm in an echo chamber this morning as well. We're going to continue
and
to
me
test.
Me too. I'm sitting in my office, and it's just sort of empty in here, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's we're doing the very best we can. So I do want to answer some questions. Some questions that we've taken from folks. The big question that people ask us is, I've seen the market drop so dramatically. Have I lost all my money? That's the question everybody wants to know. They say, oh my goodness, Mark, the market says the market is plummeting. Have I lost all my money? What's the likelihood of that happening, Mary?
The likelihood, unless you were 100% invested in one individual stock that went bankrupt, the company went bankrupt, it is highly unlikely that you've lost all your money. And as of right now, I don't know any companies that have actually declared bankruptcy. So I'm not even sure if you had only one stock in any company that you've actually lost all your money. But for most people, hopefully you have a diversified portfolio, and you have definitely not lost all your money in a well-diversified portfolio.
No, you haven't. And one of the things that we see from our clients is when they sit down, we had a call from a client this past week, and she said, I've been worried about looking at my account because I don't want to see how much money I've lost. So I'm calling you, and I want to walk through this. I want to understand what's really happened here. And I told her, look, the reality is that the stock market is down some 30 to 34%, depending upon which index you're looking at, from its high. And the reality is you're not down that much. She says, well, what do you mean I'm not down that much? What do you mean I'm not down that much? And I said to her, well, remember, your portfolio is about 60% in the stock market, 40% in the bond market, which means that when the stock market drops, that only 60% of your portfolio is going to be really impacted by the direction of the stock market. 40% of it won't move much, maybe a little bit, but won't move much. And so when I told her, I said, look, all right, we're going to pull up your account. We're going to see how it's doing. And I told her, I said, remember, the market's down about 34%. And she was down about 23%. And she said, oh, that's all? And I thought, oh, that's all. That's kind of interesting. Marion, you've had similar situations like that too, haven't you?
Absolutely, because people are typically pleasantly, I shouldn't say pleasantly surprised, but they are surprised that they've not lost more. The expectation when you're hearing the news or you're reading the news and they say, oh, you know, you've lost, the market has plummeted, then the expectation is, you know, your account has also lost virtually all of its value, and it's plummeted. And plummeted to most people means that it's gone to nothing. I mean, how do you assess plummeting? When you hear market plummets, then, you know, that's very disconcerting to a client. We see, you know, we look at the portfolios every day. We look at what's happening in each of the investments that we have every day, so we know what's going on. But, you know, for a client, that's not the case. So they are surprised that they've not lost more than they have. And, of course, you know, we've always kept well-balanced portfolios and not invested in individual stocks, particularly for times like these.
Yeah, I think one of the challenges, though, is the difference between percentages and dollars. So what I said to this client, you're only down about 22%. She says, oh, that makes me feel a little bit better. And then I told her, I said, you know, well, your portfolio at the beginning of the year was worth $400,000, and now it's just under $300,000. And she said, I lost $100,000? And I'm sorry, $500,000. It went to just under $400,000. She said, I lost $100,000? Now, all of a sudden, that was concerning when she saw the dollar value but wasn't nearly as concerned when she heard the percentage amount.
Right. You know, it's interesting because we've actually had this happen on the way up as well. So we've had clients call us and say, you know, this account really hasn't made a lot of money. I mean, what's going on? The market's way up. You know, the market's up 29%. My account only made, you know, $2,000. Well, you know what? It depends on the size of the account. That account happened to be an $11,000 account.
Right.
So with an $11,000 account, a 2% gain is huge. But if you had $100,000, you're right. $2,000 is not a lot. So it's the percentages that are the difference there. If
right.
you look at a percentage return, you know, you're looking at 20-odd percent versus 2%. So very different scenario.
Right. And so we've had some instances where many of our clients that have had extra cash around, they might have received a bonus from last year that they've been keeping in the bank, or they've been squirreling some cash away. They have reached out to us and wanted to invest in this market. But I think it's interesting when we get calls from folks that say, hey, I'd like to take about $3,000 from my bank account and add it to my investment portfolio because I think this is a great time to invest. Well, don't get me wrong, it is. But if you have an account that's, say, worth $300,000 or $400,000 and you're going to add another $3,000 to it, what were you hoping to get for a return on that $3,000? Were you hoping that $3,000 to turn into $30,000? Because remember, a 30% gain on $3,000 is about $1,000. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. No, don't get me wrong. $1,000 is a nice amount to get. But my guess is, and what I'm hearing from folks, is when they're investing their money, they're thinking, oh, here's my opportunity to make 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times what I'm investing today. And that's not likely to be the case either.
But more importantly, we are always concerned that some of that, if it's a small, relatively small amount of money, that you're actually taking that money from an emergency fund and you don't have quite enough left to maintain that emergency fund at the bank. And in times like this, it is extremely important that you're maintaining an emergency fund.
Yeah, we've been talking about this, look, since we've been doing this show for 8 years on North Shore 104.9. And the first thing I tell folks when they call me and they say, hey, Mark, can you give me some ideas on how I can invest my money? The first thing I tell them is, how much money do you have in the bank? And how much do you have set aside as an emergency fund? And we classify an emergency fund as 3 to 6 months' expenses in the event something challenging happens in your lifestyle so that you can continue to cover your expenses when you don't have a job, when things are tough. Well, folks, this is emergency money time. And if you don't have that money in the bank, then where do you go to grab it? And some would say, well, my investment account has been doing so well. I'll just throw it in my investment account with hopes that I'll be able to take the money out and just throw it in the bank. Well, in times like this, now is not the time people want to be pulling money out of an investment account to help cover cash flow needs. And that's
absolutely
why we stress the importance of an emergency fund. And this is evidence. It's sometimes it's somber in evidence when it happens or to be a reality like this, but this is what you have to have. This is why so many of our clients, at least those in our office, they know that we have built portfolios with plans for this, plans for them to both have cash in the bank, but also for many of our clients who are retired. We have 65% of our clients are in retirement right now, which means that not only do they have an emergency fund at the bank, but they rely on their investment portfolio to pay them an income check every month. And we have to prepare for that. We have to have the resources built into their portfolio so that they can continue to draw money on a monthly basis. It's scary, especially, and it's even scarier when you think if you own individual stocks and if you're counting on your dividend, what happens in a period of time like this when companies start eliminating or reducing their dividend in challenging times? And we're seeing that. We're going to start to see that even more so. It's why we build a structured portfolio for our clients. We've got to take a quick break. But when we get back, I want Marion to help you understand how we're structuring our portfolios so that our clients and perhaps you could figure out a way so that there's adequate and continuous income coming to you even during some challenging times. Now, that does not mean buying some guaranteed investment product that's out there. It's about using asset allocation smartly, appropriately, and efficiently as it relates to your overall situation. It's how we're able to draw our income and provide you that check on an ongoing basis. We're going to talk about that, how you can continue to get your income even during these challenging times. When we get back, you're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
I'm that money machine. Now you can bet on your manhood life. You can get your children to try. You can bring your enemies to their knees. With the impossible exception of
Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial with important information concerning your retirement. In a rare showing of bipartisanship, Congress signed the Secure Act into law. It revamps the rules around required minimum distributions from retirement accounts, and it changes the way non-spouse beneficiaries can inherit your retirement funds. If you've named a trust as your IRA's beneficiary, or if you're approaching retirement and planning to take a required minimum distribution, you may need to rethink your strategy. At Friedman Financial, we understand the new rules, and we're here to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, and schedule your free initial consultation.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
What if you could blend the classic strategies of investing with a contemporary approach to financial planning? That's what Friedman Financial can do for you. Wherever you are along your financial journey, Friedman Financial has the skills, technology, and experience to help you make smart financial decisions. Their team of certified financial planners will deliver an independent, objective, personalized plan for you. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope everybody is doing well. Been a challenging few weeks we're living through, and this continues to remain a fluid situation with the coronavirus. We are doing the best we can to try to provide some rational advice during some of these challenging and emotional times. I'm joined by my business partner, Marion Gilman. Marion, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing, Mark?
Good, thanks. And I want to apologize to our listeners if it sounds like we're in an echo chamber. I actually chose to go into my office here in the house, and I'm realizing that the echoing is kind of challenging here. Perhaps next Sunday we will move to a different location. I might quarantine myself to the basement where maybe the ceilings are a little lower and it doesn't echo nearly as much. But thank you for sticking with us, and thank you for joining us. When we last left, we were talking about how retirees should be positioning their portfolio and how we are positioning our retiree clients' portfolios so that they can continue to get the income that they need during these challenging times. We've heard from some folks that say, Mark, Marion, I know I'm taking, let's say, $2,000 a month from my investment account. Do I need to change that right now? And Marion, what are we telling them?
No, there's no need to change. So if you have a distribution that you've planned well, in our office, you know, we have a plan that says, okay, well, this year you're going to take a certain amount of money, and let's say it's $5,000 a month, and we're going to take $2,000 from one IRA, $2,000 from another IRA, and then $1,000 from a joint account. Well, in each of those accounts, we have set up such that we have bond investments. Bond investments do not move like the stock market. Yes, bond investments do fluctuate. However, they don't have the same type of fluctuation. You don't see the bond markets down 35% now. So that usually, if you have relatively conservative bonds, that usually does not happen. So we have enough money in bond positions in those portfolios to provide that distribution for our clients for in the neighborhood of 4 to 5 years. So not only do you not need to stop taking the distribution if that's the in the plan, but you also don't have to sell any stocks when they're at a very low point. You're able to ride out the market decline and recovery for 4 to 5 years. And probably even longer, because those portfolios, those bond investments, also create dividends every month.
Yeah, that's
so that's worked very well for us over the years in each and every market decline. That has kept our clients protected from selling at a huge loss.
Yeah, and it's provided that confidence to folks when they've gone through that cycle time and time again. And, you know, for our newer clients that have joined us in the past 3 or 4 years, this is something that's a little bit different for them. But I will tell you, folks, it does work. Remember, this challenge that we're facing right now is a month-to-month challenge, not a year-to-year, not a generation-to-generation challenge. Yes, will life be different on the other side? Sure, there will be a lot of great things that come out of this, believe it or not. The way we interact with one another, the way technology will be used, the way we communicate, the way we work. There's so many different things that will happen from this. I mean, even people are talking about the evidence of how it's impacting our environment by not running so many machines and having so much pollution in the air. A lot of great things will come from this. But from an income standpoint, I don't want people to worry. Remember, this has been 30 days, yet it feels like it's been 30 years because we sit and we watch the news and everybody's talking about the same thing. Remember, that we can't, that, I mean, how much can we really talk about Tom Brady anymore? Tom Brady's not here. He's going to Tampa Bay. But, I mean, we're not talking about the Red Sox. We're not talking about the Celtics. We're not talking about shows in Boston. We're not talking about great food that we've eaten in a restaurant last weekend. Or great shows that we've seen. All we're talking about is this. It's consuming our time. It stretches out the days. It makes it feel like it's longer. And I actually believe, well, it's been fun for a bit, you know, sheltering in place or people spending more time at home and social distancing, this is going to get old too. And we're going to have to create a reality of what the next week or two will look like and come up with other creative ways to communicate. I think one of the things that's going to come from this is we're beginning to realize what our essential expenses are. And it is basically food and shelter, and healthcare. Those are our essential expenses. Everything else is frivolous. And while we may not have the income, some people have lost their jobs. Lots of people, 3 million people, I believe, have applied for unemployment over this past week. Now, these are short-term unemployment instances, but they have applied. Yes, they won't have income coming in, but nor will they have the enormous expense that they had on a month-to-month basis. It will be squeezed. It will be shortened. We won't be using money as quickly as we have been.
That's most certainly true. You know, just to go back to your other little note about how, you know, we're all watching the news and this is top of mind. A client said it best this week to me. He said, you know, there's nothing else to do, so we're all dwelling on this virus and the stock market because there's not, you know, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about your health and your wealth. And when there's nothing else to distract you, it becomes even more of a, you know, prominent piece of information in your mind. So it makes you even more nervous.
Yes, that's a great point. Marion, I want to bring back some of the questions that we were asked by our clients. You know, our clients are asking us, so are we heading into a recession? Right.
So Mark, you're the one that talked about this, and you actually say it best. So why don't you tell everybody, you know, whether you think we're heading into a recession or not, or what the reality is, I should say.
I think the question is of are we heading into a recession isn't even a worthwhile question. It's
right.
Rather obvious that we're in a recession. So let's be sure we understand the definition of recession. Recession means that there are two consecutive quarters when we have negative growth in our country. So here we are in March. There's 3 million people who have just filed for unemployment, mostly because they've been furloughed, which means they've been asked to step away from their job for a short period of time until business and normal activities can resume, which means many of us are spending less money. We're not going to restaurants, we're not going to the shopping mall, we're not traveling. All of these industries are down, which means it's very difficult for them to make profits when no one's giving them any money. I thought it was interesting that JetBlue had announced this past week that they're furloughing a bunch of employees across the board. I thought it was interesting that they receive in revenue, they do $22 million a day in revenue, and right now they're doing less than four. So that is a dramatic change. So to expect that we're going to see a slowdown this quarter, of course, and probably next quarter, because we don't know how long this is going to take, puts us automatically into a predictable recession. But it's not a recession. Go ahead.
And, the stores have closed as well, many stores. But, you know, take a company like Starbucks. They've closed many of their locations. And Starbucks will survive, of course, and they can do takeout, the drive through takeout in many locations. But their numbers will have to be down. I mean, it's not something, you know, that is uncertain. I mean, for the most part, we can be pretty sure, other than companies like Amazon, Walmart, who've announced that, you know, their business is booming because everybody's ordering. But Nordstrom has closed all their stores. Macy's has closed all their stores. These companies are going to be reporting lower revenues.
But they have to. And so, but a recession, when people hear recession, they think this is a long-term challenge. I believe that the recession will last for as long as the virus lasts. And once we get beyond this virus, you wait for the engines to rev up, for the rocket ship to take off, and for those that have remained patient and remained invested in their portfolios are going to see a rebound that will be as quick as the pullback. Now, will we recoup everything we've lost in as fast a period as we've lost it? I don't think so. I've said right out that I would believe that we will gain back probably 50% of what we've lost by the fall. That is my guess. Now, I'm just another guy with just offering historical perspective, and I got to say, we've never lived through something like this. But logically, when you look at the big picture, I think it's very reasonable to think that we will gain back about 50% of what we've lost. The other 50% will come back over the next year as more and more consumers feel more confident to go out and travel and reconnect, and businesses restart booking conferences and business travel resumes and vacations start being planned, because all of a sudden, just because Charlie Baker or the president says we can get back out and socialize again doesn't mean that you're going on vacation tomorrow. There's planning and pre-planning that goes on. So it's going to take a little while for us to get out of it. But for us to start getting back to profitability, I start to think that happens in the third and fourth quarter of 2020.
Right. And, you know, historically, you're absolutely right, Mark, that typically we see a huge ups when you actually, when the market stops going down and it's settled out and there's a little more clarity on the virus. Just, you know, historically, we've always seen a very big upswing all of a sudden. The initial upswing tends to be quite large, and we could easily recover 50% of the losses in a very short period of time. And that's why market timing tends not to work. I mean, well, it's been proven that it really does not work, because those who get out tend to get out too late, and they also get back in too late, because those first few days can be really enormous upswings.
Yeah, so we've been getting some calls from folks that were planning to retire this month, or they retired last month, and they've called us and they've said, Mark, We've been wanting to work with you, and we want to roll over our money from our 401k at work and get it over to you so you can start helping us reposition our portfolio. I think you might be surprised with the advice that we've been giving these folks over the past few days and few weeks. It may be a little bit different from what you think. And when we get back, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I want to tell you about the advice that we've given to folks about people that are thinking about rolling over their 401k from retirement or making changes to their 401k. A lot of things to think about. But while we're just before we take off, I want to remind you again of our newsletter. It comes out each and every Friday morning. It is called Planning Pointers. It arrives in your inbox at 10:30 in the morning every Friday. We've been sending it out since March of 2009, the last time we had a major pullback like the one we're having right now. If you want our newsletter, go to FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name and your email address, and you'll start getting our newsletter starting this Friday. That's what'll happen. But when we get back, I want to talk about 401ks. I want to talk about 403bs. Should you be adding to it? Should you be rebalancing your 401k? And if you have retired, if you're thinking about making some changes, is now the time to move your accounts from one place to another? We'll do that and more when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Make the money, don't let the money make you. Change the game, don't let the game change you. Faithful, all my people stay true. I said, make the money, don't let the money make you. Change the game, don't let the game change you. I forever remain faithful, all my people stay true. Forget about the pain.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Planning for retirement and managing your investments has never been more difficult. Chances are you're trying, but worried you may make a misstep. Friedman Financial is all about getting your financial house in order and providing financial advice in a language you can understand. Their interactive software and in-person conversations will help you determine if you're on track. For more than 50 years, Friedman Financial has delivered independent advice. If now's the time to get serious about life and retirement, visit Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. And I'm joined by my business partner, Marion Gilman. Marion, how are you this morning?
Doing great. How about you, Mark?
You hanging in there?
Yeah. It's, you know, Sunday morning. Relaxing.
I know.
At home. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. You know, we're both broadcasting directly from our homes because we're trying to stay away from the studio and everyone is doing their best to social distance. I know that you're probably waiting for these next 12 or 15 minutes to go by so you can get out and do your regular Sunday walk, right?
There you go. I walk the path every Sunday morning, so it's great. It's wonderful, and it's the one thing we can still do is get out and walk.
You know what's kind of interesting is oftentimes people don't want to go out of these big paths because they don't want to stop and talk to people. They just want to have space to themselves. I guess we can actually use that as an excuse now, right?
So you
go, hey, and just keep moving.
There you go.
You don't have to stop and
exactly.
Talk to anybody. Oh, keep my social distance.
We just wave when we see people. We
exactly
go on
right.
The path now. We used to step and talk,
amazing.
But not anymore.
Yeah, it is amazing how many people are out walking. I think it's great. I saw some pictures of friends of mine that got their neighborhood together and they all ended up on somebody's driveway, but they positioned their chairs about 10 feet apart from each of themselves and made a big giant circle and they were hanging out talking. There's a group in South Boston that is doing a sing-along out of their windows and every Sunday night. All sorts of creative stuff that's going on that says we can still thrive and survive during this very short-term challenged period of time. But we will get through this. When we last left, I wanted to, I promised you I would talk to you about some of the questions we've been getting from folks who are especially feeling a nervous time. They had announced that they were going to retire in March or April or May. We had one client who was planning on retiring May 1st, and she was notified this past Friday that they think she should just start her retirement effective immediately because it doesn't look like people are going back to work anyways. And which was fine. I mean, she had the resources available to do that, but she says to me, okay, I want to roll my 401k over to you. And how do we go about doing that? And our advice to folks that want to, that are being solicited to roll money over, that are thinking about changing a financial advisor, that are dealing with a financial advisor who's moving from what's called one custodian to another custodian, or maybe you're thinking about moving your account from one place to another just because you want to move it, I would say don't do it. Put everything on freeze. And I, as much as a financial advisor may want to receive this new money, as much as you might want to make a change, my best advice to you is to freeze everything, because the market is so volatile right now that when you request, for instance, when you request a 401k rollover, let's say you had your 401k over at Fidelity and you wanted to move it somewhere else. Maybe it was to an account at Charles Schwab. Maybe it was an account at Merrill Lynch or LPL Financial or wherever else it might have been. When you request that money from Fidelity, Fidelity will say, okay, we're going to take your money, we're going to sell out today, and it's going to go to cash. And from the time it goes to cash until you actually receive the check, or your custodian, the new custodian, receives the check, that could be 10 days. And I want you to think about how much the market has moved over the past 10 days. Now, it could move down, it could move up, but we're in a very volatile period of time. You could miss out on the greatest run-up in the history of this economy, or you could protect yourself from further loss. But I don't think it's safe to
just... But we don't know which one it is.
That's right. I don't want you leaving your money out to float. Yeah.
Right.
We have to be very careful. That is what's called rational advice during emotional times. We're also advising our clients who have 401ks or 403bs and ask them to rethink if you're not going to need as much money to cover your expenses on a month-to-month basis. Perhaps now is a time to increase your 401k for the next few months. Mark, increase my 401k? The market's doing horribly. Yes, it is. But this is the time when you buy more shares, when you're able to buy the stock market on sale. When tuna fish goes on sale, $2 or whatever, you buy more. Yet when the stock market goes on sale, people say, I want to buy less. I want to get out. We know historically the stock market will return to a much more normal function. It will return and reach new highs in the future. For now, it's a little scary, but if you can be rational during these most challenging times, you are going to be well rewarded for sure.
And, you know, if you think back, as we mentioned earlier in the show, if you think back to March of 2009, when the Dow was at 6,600 and it's now around 19,000, certainly wouldn't it have been nice had you purchased more stock back then, and you would have had tripled your money at this point, essentially, from 6,600 to 19,000. So, you know, had you had the presence of mind and the ability to say, oh, gee, I want to put more in, and of course, you know, that's from the very low, but still, even if you had done it along the way, you would be in a much better place right now. As long as you can ride out these downturns and you step back and you say, you know what, this is a great buying opportunity. And we actually have many clients who have said just that.
Yeah, and Marion, what's our opinion? Has our opinion changed, I should say, on whether we should be buying individual stocks or not?
We do not suggest individual stocks. And, you know, that's the one thing that when people say, oh, my goodness, can I lose all my money? Well, in an individual stock, the answer is yes, you could lose all your money. If that company goes bankrupt, that stock can go to zero. that unlike if you buy a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund where you have a whole portfolio. So, for instance, the S&P 500, which represents the 500 largest companies in the United States, in order to lose all of your money in the S&P 500, all 500 of the largest companies in the U.S. would have to go bankrupt. And we can assure you that at that point, if all 500 of the largest companies in the U.S. went bankrupt all at once, you probably wouldn't be worried about your money. There would be much greater issues to worry about at that point.
Yeah, think about it. Even in times like these, there are companies that are thriving.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, even
yes.
in the most challenging times, there are companies that are hitting all-time highs. Walmart, Amazon. Think about all of the manufacturing companies that are making masks and shields and hospital equipment and ventilators. There are companies that are thriving. Now,
right.
yes, there are less companies that are thriving right now than there are companies that are doing poorly. But are you prepared to start picking an individual stock, one or two or five, to say, I'm going to take the risk? I wouldn't. I think it's interesting. Some people have called the office and they say, Mark, I'd like to buy Roche. I want to buy, you know, Roche stock. Or I want to buy, maybe now's the time to buy Walmart or Amazon. Folks, you don't want to be buying stocks when they're sitting at all-time highs and they're racing to the top already. We want to be sure that we're buying a portfolio that allows a portfolio manager to build a strategy that says, you know what, there are certain stocks that are going to do well in certain times and other stocks that won't do well in certain times. But over time, we will smooth this ride out. I want to refer you to a quote that came across my desk. There's a friend of mine who's a financial advisor out in Greenwood Village, Colorado. His name is Steve Breen. And he does a newsletter every week, just like we do. And one of the quotes, and it's not his, it comes from somebody else, but I'm not sure who said it. It says, the majority of your lifetime investment returns will be determined by decisions that take place during a small minority of the time. And these are one of those critical points. Let me read that quote one more time. The majority of your lifetime investment returns will be determined by decisions that take place during a small minority of the time. Those decisions, folks, are happening right now. And the decision to do nothing may be the smartest decision you will make.
And it's
that
the
is what's critical.
Decision as well.
That is for sure. It is very difficult. But that's the challenge we should, that's the challenge we're up against.
Right.
The other thing that I want to tell you is, as we start to think about the next couple weeks ahead, I think will be less challenging, believe it or not, in the stock market. I think we're going to try to find ourselves a bottom here. I think the market has really discounted many of the companies to recognize the fact that people are not going to be going back to work for a few weeks, that we are already facing some challenges. What we're going to have to do is handle ourselves. And my advice to you is control what you can control. That's yourself, your emotions, and your response or behavior to those emotions. Let's be careful that we don't let sound bites drive our day. Let's find the things that you can control. You can spend more time with your children. You can spend more time taking walks, getting yourself healthier, taking advantage of online learning systems, learning how to cook, learning how to do things that you want to do. And when the time is right, everybody, we will get back, we will be better, we will be stronger, and for those of you that remain patient, you will be well rewarded. I want to thank my business partner, Marion Gilman, for joining me on today's call to be part of Dollars and Cents. We'll be back again next Sunday, giving you another live update of what's going on in the world, what's going on in the market, and providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. I also want to turn it over to Scott Whitley over at Wicked Bites. He's got some challenges as well, and he's doing the very best he can to try to keep business going for the restaurants, for the takeout industry, for the drive-thru industry. He's got a great resource, and I hope you stick around and listen to Scott and everybody else involved with the show. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Have a great day. Thanks, Jay Foss, for being our producer, and we'll see you next Sunday, Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial, right here on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.